right. Well, the winner overall is Mackenzie. It's her birthday, but the Song of the Day winner song is about Mackenzie. Once again, was producer Porkchop.
To this like lifestyle. I am going to LA not this weekend but next weekend to celebrate my birthday with my girls, so there should be great stories following that.
I wonder if brushing your teeth with a bottle of Jack is like painful and gross as it is like when like you orange juice.
I mean, I did it this morning. Dude. Do they look pearly white still?
Yeah.
I just thought that's a great thing to throw in for Dare Dice.
What? Like
brush your teeth with
live out a
catch a
song, you gotta rush. Ugh. You gotta put glitter all over your body.
Or what about tequila with tequila?
Yeah.
Tequila toothpaste. Mm.
Ooh, I'd do it.
If it gets me drunk, I'm down. That sounds really disgusting and really, really gross. All right, we have things that we like, and we love to hear from you, too. We share them with what we're into. I'm into it. I like it. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you. I can barely breathe. You can let us know anytime, by the way, what you're into, because maybe we could share it and let everybody else know. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Twitter and on Instagram. And, of course, 833-563-2539. For me, it's a book. I think I was listening to Dave Ramsey. I listen to him a lot. He's a financial guy. And he was talking about a guy that works for his company, but he also writes a book, and he was recommending the book. I forget exactly why, but I wrote it down. And then over the holiday, I'm like, you know what? I want to start reading more. So I got a book at the library the other day, and it is called Start. And it's got like a long title after that, but it's by John Acuff, I believe, A-C-U-F-F. Hope I'm not butchering his name. But the dude talks about being average to awesome and just all the things you do. And if just like the different parts in your phases of your life, like your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, how things have changed and how, if you want to get there, how you need to do it. And it's just so awesome to read it. I'm only 3 chapters in, so I definitely look forward to giving you more of an update, but I'm trying to get into some more books this year. That's one of the things I want to be into. So if you have any book that you're into, it could be fiction or nonfiction, hit us up, Joe and Mackenzie, or me. It's Joe Pesh Radio, but I recommend it. So far, it's got me really inspired.
What's one gem you've taken away from Dave Ramsey?
Oh my
gosh. What's one thing that you keep in your mind, like one lesson that you've learned?
I would say live within your means. I still think about it. For example, my car, nothing wrong with it. I have a 2015 car, but like if I had it my way, I was driving my old car to 210,000 miles. I guess just live within your means and pay off your debt. Like we still have debt. We paid off all of our credit cards. It's, I don't know. So many people try so hard to keep up with everybody else. And some people really have the money. Some don't. But you don't, I don't know. It's so nice to have financial freedom. Like the last thing that I want to have and I'll take away from that is being like having a nest egg set up that if I got fired or I quit, whatever life happens at me, that I wouldn't be okay, because we're all pretty much paycheck to paycheck in America. A lot of people are. So.
Right. They say you have to have an OSHA's fund. That
what?
You can just
yes,
have.
OSHA's, yeah. Yeah. Or at least like his first thing, the number one thing, I guess, to answer your question, is have a $1,000 emergency fund. Because you'd be surprised what if you have $1,000 saved up, it'll cover you a lot of stuff. I mean, don't get me
good
wrong.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Getting a car accident could be more than that.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
What about you, Mackenzie? What are you into?
Okay, so you guys know I'm all about like self-love, self-care. That's one of my big things for my birthday and for the new year 2020. So I am all about, this is my year of like just skincare, taking care of yourself, especially I'm in my 30s. I have to start thinking about all those things. So you guys, I love cryotherapy. Mm-hmm. So now one step further, cryofacials. So these are awesome. They reduce inflammation. They stimulate that collagen. They improve your skin texture, reduce acne if you have any of that, and reduce pain. So I love Dr. Chernoff here in Indianapolis. That's where I go, but it's all over the nation. It's sweeping the nation, so it's called Frozen Sea, and it feels so good. It almost feels like an airbrush effect as if makeup, ooh. And it just feels really, really cooling. And I'm going to tell you, like, I think you don't maybe just do one, but maybe 3, but if you have a big date or like a big event or like a high school reunion or you just want to look bomb and your skin's so amazing, try out the cryofacial. And it doesn't hurt. It feels so good.
Can you do anything for like a bald head? Can I get my head like shining?
Actually, you would like it because it improves. You can do it on your chest. You can do it on your neck. Just anywhere that maybe has had some sun exposure.
That's not a
you
bad idea.
You can do it on your head and it feels good.
I was going to say, you haven't seen me with my shirt off. The chest would have to have some work done first before
it's
we get to it.
It's going to help with that skin tone and tightening.
Ooh, I need that. All right, what about you, Porkchop? What are you into this week?
So around this time of year, everyone starts thinking about W-2s and tax returns.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And when it comes around this time for me, it's always a very tense time because, well, one thing is I always hope to get a lot back.
Yeah.
And I hope to pay the least, you know?
Of course.
So, over the past couple of years, I've dibbled around and tried different things, but I always go back to this one girl. She works for H&R Block, but she works up in Michigan where I used to live. But there's this thing you could do online, like this online tax pro professional, and she can help you online. So she's what I'm into today. Her name is Brittany Hayes, and Liv is going to put a swipe up link on our Instagram, or I don't know, and her email address is going to be there as well.
Yep.
At Joe and Mackenzie. So if you need a tax professional that's really going to actually help you and look for your best interest, like, try Brittany Hayes.
Has she suggested to you to change your withholdings?
Yeah, I mean, she suggested a lot of things for me because I'm an interesting case. but she has.
The only thing I can think of is you're talking about, like, because you need money sometimes.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Getting money is always great, but it's better to have the money the whole year instead of not having it till the end.
Yeah, no, I always claim...
Because if, like, you get a big refund, it means they took too much out that previous year on
Right.
I've always heard the goal is to break even, honestly.
No, Mackenzie's right.
You don't want a lot back because then they help too much, but you don't want to... I always owe a ton. Mine are a nightmare. They're from all different states. They're from all different... It's crazy.
I did, like, Uber, so that's called, like, a Schedule C, and that's always really expensive for independent contractors.
Okay.
So she's good with that, too.
All right, cool. And Liv the Web Girl, what are you into?
Okay, so I am into very simple, this very cozy and chunky cropped sweatshirt. So I wear it. It's gray, and one, it's ultra comfortable and flattering on literally everyone. But it also kind of makes me feel like I'm wearing Yeezy, like Kanye West brand, which I absolutely 100% cannot afford. So it kind of makes me feel like a chic celebrity when I wear it. And it's just super trendy. It's on Amazon and very affordable.
All right, cool. You can check out what we're into. We'll put it up online at joeandmackenzie.com. Just text JAM, J-A-M, to 52140, and you can see pretty much anything up at joeandmackenzie.com. Hey, Mackenzie, what's coming up in about two songs when we get into the tea?
Uh-oh, the band is calling it quits. Plus, why JJ Watt is super upset.